Good morning. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Good morning.
We'll start in another minute.
Okay.
We'll start with Olifem Yehud, and then we'll study the sixth Aliyah, or Parashat Vayeshev. Olifem Yehud, good Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bit Kilu, Urchimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urchimu. Layakta, the shame, Yudhe, Bavache, the Yehuda, Shalim, Beshen, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vaino Amadunai Lahino Alena Mateya Denu Kanane Alena Mateya Denu Kananehu. The sixth Aliyah has 17 verses. It goes from Genesis chapter 39, verse 7 to 23. Verse 7. Vayehi achar hadvarim ha'ele watisa eshet adonav et eneha el yosef vatomer shikva imi vaymain vayomer el eshet adonav kain adoni Lo yadaiti ma babait v'kol asher yesh lo natan b'yadi einenu gadol babait hazeh mimeni v'lo hasa mimeni v'uma ki im otach Ba'asher at shishto v'ech e'ese hara'a ha'gedola hazot v'chatati le'elohim v'yehi kidabra el Yosef yom yom v'lo shama e'lecha lishkavat etzla Liyotima Vayehi kehayom hazeh Vayavo habaita leasot melachto V'yein ish me'anshei habait sham babait Batit pesehu bevigdo Lemor shikva imi viazo bigdo biada vayanas vayetze hachutza vayehi kirota ki azav bigdo biada vayanas hachutza Vatikra lianche veta, vatomer lachem lemor, reu hevio lanu, ishivri litzahek, banu ba elai lishkal, imi ve'echra b'kol gadol. Vayehi kishamo ki harinoti koli v'yekra v'yazo bigdo etzli v'yanas v'yete achutza v'tana bigdo etzla albo adonav El Beto Asher heveta lanu l'tzachek bi. Vayehi kacharimi koli vayechra. Vayazo bigdo etzli vayanas hachutza. Vayehi kishmoa Adonav et divrei ishto. Asher dibra elav lemor kadbarim. Haele asa liavdecha vayicharapo. Vayikach Adonai Yosef ioto. Vayitnehu el beit hasohar. V'kom asher asire. Ketiv asori. Hamelech asurim. Vayehi sham beit hasohar. Vayehi Adonai Yohe Wahe Adonu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Et Yosef Vayet Elav Chased Vayiten Chino Bene Sar Beit Hasohar Vayiten Sar Beit Hasohar Biad Yosef et kol ha'asirim asher beveit ha'sohar ve'et kol asher osim sham hu haya oseh ein shar beit ha'sohar ro'eh et kol meuma biyado Ba'asher Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo. Ahe Dawanu Heyo Ito Asher Hu Ose Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo. Dawanu heyo matzliach. That's the completion of the sixth aliyah in Hebrew. We'll now study the English translation. Verse 7. Now it came to pass after these events that his master's wife lifted up her eyes to Joseph, and she said, Lie with me. But he refused, and he said to his master's wife, Behold, with me my master knows nothing about anything in the house, and all he has given into my hand. In this house there is no one greater than I, and he has not withheld anything from me except you. Insofar as you are his wife. Now, how can I commit this great evil and sin against God?
Has joined.
Now it came to pass about when she spoke to Joseph day in and day out, that he did not obey her to lie beside her and to be with her. And it came about on a certain day that he came to the house to do his work, and none of the people of the house were there in the house. So she grabbed him by his garment, saying, Lie with me. But he left his garment in her hand and fled and went outside. Now it happened when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and had fled outside, that she called to the people of her house and she spoke to them, saying, Look, He brought us a Hebrew man to mock us. He came to me to lie with me, but I called loudly. And it happened that when he heard that I raised my voice and called out, he left his garment beside me, and he fled and went outside. So she left his garment beside her until his master came home. And she told him the same thing, saying, the Hebrew slave that you brought to us came to me to mock me. And it happened when I raised my voice and called out that he left his garment beside me and fled outside. Now it came about when his master heard his wife's report that she spoke to him, saying, your slave did such things to me that his wrath burned. So Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, the place where the king's prisoners were imprisoned. And he was there in the prison. The Lord was with Joseph, and he extended charisma to him, and he gave him favor in the eyes of the warden of the prison. So the warden of the prison delivered all the prisoners who were in the prison into Joseph's hand. And whatever they did there, he was the one who did it. The warden of the prison did not inspect anything that was in Joseph's hand, for the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made prosper. Are there any questions? The one question I would ask, and I didn't stop at the moment, but as we read the story, it's repeating a few times, I think three times, her story that she raised her voice and that he left his garment. But what is the purpose of having to repeat that? It could just as easily have said that he said to the people the story. Then he told her husband the same thing, would be less letters. So what is the reason we need to have this additional words? What is it teaching us? And I don't have an answer for the question as of yet, but it's something that we have to begin to think like this, so that we question everything that's in the Torah as to what is its spiritual teaching. We will now continue our study of the Hanukkah link that we've been doing. Please give me a minute while I get back to that location. We're going to start where it says Haggai chapter 2, verse 6. Ki ko amar Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Tiva Od Orachat Meat Ki Yo Ani Marish Et Hashamayin Et Haaretz Et Hayam For thus said Hashem of hosts, in just a little while longer I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. We're talking about Hanukkah. What is the purpose of this verse? When we say Hashem Tzevaot, We're talking about Yesod. It's really like you say, they're adding this verse for us to realize that when we're talking about the story of Hanukkah, we're talking about changing everything. Because shaking the heavens and the earth, shaking the sea and the dry land, there's a total exchange of the pairs. The heavens and the earth is like male and female. Between the sea and the dry land, it's like male and female. Good and evil. All of these various pairs. And we're being told that there's a pause here. But when it comes to Hanukkah, where is the pause? Pause has been many years where the redemption took place from Egypt, and then the redemption from the Greeks. And then the rebuilding of the temple and the redemption from the Greeks. These are all many ways to understand the purpose of this verse. Is to have us ponder the idea of whether we are doing correctly. Where we have this whole discussion that we've been talking about in this study about the difference between the house of Shammai and the house of Hillel, with between the left and the right columns. And the Hashem is saying that there's going to be a shakeup, a wake-up, that what we consider to be correct is going to be proven to be not necessarily correct. The next paragraph, Leviticus 23, from 44 through chapter 24:4. Vaydaber Moshe et Moadei Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo El Bnei Yisrael. Vaydaber Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Lemor Tzavet Bnei Yisrael, Vayichu Elecha Shemen Zayit, Zach Katit, Lama Or Lehaalot, Ner Tamid, Mihutz Lefarochet, Haedu Beohel Moed Yaroch, Oto Acharon, Merev, Ad Boker Lifnei Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Tamid Hukad Olam Ledorotechem Al Hamonora Hatihora Yarocher Hanerot Lifne Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Tamid. So Moses declared to the Israelites the set times of Hashem. Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, command the Israelite people to bring you clear oil of beaten olives for lighting, for kindling lamps regularly. Aaron shall set them up in the tent of meeting outside the curtain of the pact to burn from evening to morning before Hashem regularly. It is a law for all time throughout the ages. He shall set up the lamps on the pure lampstand before Hashem to burn regularly. Now, this verse is talking about the incense. It's talking about the menorah. Aaron, as the high priest, has the responsibility to burn the candles, to set the incense up. Is that what we are doing as part of Hanukkah? The answer is yes. Because the menorah of the normal menorahs, they have seven candles, one for each day. But the Hanukkah has eight candles. The number eight connects to Bina, it connects to the outside of this physical world. The number seven connects to the physical world. So this part of the Torah is telling us to set up the candles according to the menorah, to the 7 days, the seven lights. But the verse before it is talking about changing everything around. And that's talking about the Hanukkah. So you see the combination that if you don't talk about it, you don't think it through, you'll never understand why these verses are being talked about Hanukkah. The next comes from the Talmud in Shabbat, page 23a, verses 1 to 9. Asha shit shechia shechaita doleket becholeket kol hayom kulo lemotzai shabbat mekaba umadlika iamrat bishlama hadlaka osa mitzvah Shapir Elai Amrat Hanacha Osa Mitzvahai Mekapa Umadlika Mekaba Umadbiha Umanicha Umadlika Mi Be'elea We od meet kame barkina na sherka pichadu. The mitzvot of the tivanu. The hadli mer shel hanuka. Shemami na hadlaka. O sa mitzvah. Shema mina v'hashta di amrinan adlaka osa mitzvah hidlika pereshote v'katan lo asa v'lo kelum. A lantern that continued to burn the entire day of Shabbat. At the conclusion of Shabbat, one extinguishes it and lights it again as a Hanukkah light. Granted, if you say that lighting accomplishes the mitzvah, the requirement to extinguish the lantern and relight it in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kindling the Hanukkah light works out well. However, if you say that placing accomplishes the mitzvah, this statement, which stated that one extinguishes it and lights it, is imprecise. The Talmud is explaining how to do the various mitzvot. And in this particular case, it's talking about the mitzvah of the Hanukkiah. And it's saying, look, you only have one menorah. You don't have a seven-branch menorah that you burn on Shabbat the whole day. And then you have a eight-branch menorah to light. So when the seven branches goes out, you can just light the eight branches. And even if it's still burning from Shabbat, you could light the other menorah. But no, it's saying you need to extinguish the light of Shabbat. You need to create the separation, which is the Havdalah. But you also see some differences in our procedures. Because we don't have candles that burn 25 hours on Shabbat. They last, you know, till 10, 11, 12 o'clock. They don't last all through the 24 hours of Shabbat. So the Talmud is either telling us that the rabbis have made changes in the procedures, which they have, and that we need to think this through to say, well, today we could have a 25-hour candle. We have Yahrzeit candles, and we could make them for Shabbat. And they would burn through the whole night. Would that be safe? That's probably one of the reasons the rabbis changed the procedure. But it's something for us to consider. Megillah 4a5, which means the scroll, page 4a, verse 5. Be'ar ariv el niasim chayovot b'makara begilah she'achen hayu be'oto. Kanes v'yamar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Purim Shechal v'hayod b'Shabbat Shoalin v'dorashin v'ananu shel yom. Now, when I said the title, I said Megillah. I didn't say what scroll are we talking about? But here in the reading the Hebrew, it's clear that the scroll is for the Megillah Esther. And you come, when studying the Talmud, you come to know that Megillah, when it's said by itself, is always referring to the scroll of Esther. Here's the translation. And Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi also said, women are obligated in the reading of the Megillah, as they too were significant partners in the miracle. And Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi also said, when Purim occurs on Shabbat, one asks questions and expounds upon the subject of the day. But we should ask, how is the Megillah Esther connecting to Hanukkah? And the answer is, the Megillah Esther is talking about Hashem is behind everything. But his name doesn't occur in the Megillah. And on Shabbat, we have additional time to study. And we need to study more. And the Megillah Esther is like Hanukkah. They're related. The month of Adar is related to the month of Kislev. They're 6 months apart. Astrologically, they're connected. Because the The Gimel, the letter Gimel, created the planet Mercury. And the planet Mercury created both months of Adar and Kislev. The next paragraph is from the Shulchan Aruch, which is the code of the halakha, the pathways to follow. It's from Orach Chaim, a particular section of the Shulchan Aruch, number 670, verses 1 and 2. Devarim ha'asurim v'hamotarim v'chanukah v'go uvo gemol samach gamilut sadim. No, I'm not sure what Gimel Samach is standing for as the initials, but we'll find out. Bekaf he bekislev shemonat yemi hanukkah v'asurim v'hasefer hata'anit aval motarim. Ba'ashit me'lahaka benuchagot hanashim shelo le'asot malaka ba'ot shehanerot yolachot v'yesh mi she'omar she'en lehakel lachem ribo v'sa'adot shemeravim behem hem se'odot harishot shelo kaviyom limoshita v'shemahi aga v'yosh yesh ketsa mitzvah v'rivo hasudot meishom devaotan hayamim hayav hanukkah hamizbeah mehera b'poriag v'nohagin lomar zimrot v'shavahot v'sadot shemeravim behem v'ez havise odat mitzvah menahagim yosheish le'akol divina bechanukah lefi shehanas me'ase b'halev shehekala yehudit et hayov. On the 25th of Kislev, start the 8 days of Hanukkah, and they are prohibited for eulogizing and fasting, but are permitted for doing work. The women have made it a custom not to do work while the candles are burning, and there is an opinion that says that we may not be lenient for them. The many meals which we add on these days are voluntary meals, since the sages did not establish them as days of feasting and joy. Rima, but some say that there is somewhat of a mitzvah in adding meals, because during those days was the dedication of the altar. I think this paragraph is fairly clear. It's telling us how to... It's talking about the meals that we add, the joyous parties that we include in every lighting of the candles. And Mishnah from Rosh Hashanah, chapter 1, verse 3. Al shisha chadashim hashluchim yotzin al nisan b'tnei hapesach al mifnei ha'ta'anit al elu mifnei ro'ish Hashana al tishrei mifnei takanat hamoadot al kislev mifnei Hanukkah v'al adar mifnei hapurim ukshehaya bait hamikdash kayam yotzin afayar mifne pesach katan. There are 6 months at the beginning of which messengers go out. On Nisan, because of Pesach. On Av, because of the fast. On Elul, because of Rosh Hashanah. On Tishrei, because of the setting of the festivals. On Kislev, because of Hanukkah, and on Adar, because of Purim. When the temple stood, they used also to go out to report Iyar, because of Pesach Katan, which we call today Pesach Sheni. In this section of Rosh Hashanah in the Talmud, it's telling us that one of the reasons that we have to declare the new moon is that we then need to send messengers to the outlying districts so they will know when the holiday actually begins. Because when it's declared in Israel, it's declared in the whole world. And that is a lesson, a spiritual lesson, that we all need to learn many times over. Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. Lo yasur shevet mi Yehuda umchokek mi bein raglav al ki avo shila shilo velo yichadamim. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, so that tribute shall come to him, and the homage of the peoples be his. This translation is probably not complete. There's a Hebrew word which I mispronounced, but it's pronounced Shiloh, but it's written not with a vav at the end, but with a hey. And this combination is combining the vav with the hey, the written with the spoken. This translation also causes us to think, what does it mean that the ruler's staff from between his feet? We know that the scepter of kingship is with Judah throughout the generations until the Mashiach ben David comes, because he is a king in Israel. He is the ruler, the scepter. But what is the ruler's staff? And why is it from between his feet? One way of understanding that is what's between people's feet are the sexual organs. But how does that relate to being a ruler? But the ruler's staff is a connection to Hashem. And the king has this scepter, which is the ruler's staff, the connection to Hashem. Because ultimately, Judah is not the king. Hashem is the king. Mashiach ben David is a king below to the king above. And we always need to keep that in mind. Let's read this next paragraph, Zechariah chapter 2, verses 14 to 17. This will be our last for today. Rani v'simchi bat tzion, ki hineni v'shakamti v'tokech na'um adonayo hewahe adanuyo yoahe dawanu heyo v'nilu goyim rabim el adonayo hewahe Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo. Bayom hahu vahayuli, leyam lishakanti. Betoke kliadat, ki adonai yo heywahe. Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo. Tivaot. Shilachani Elaich Benachal Adonai Yo Hewahe Adanu Yo Yo Aheda Wanu Heyo Et Yehuda Helko Al Admat Akodesh Uvachar Od Beyerushalayim Chasko Basar Mifne Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yoaheda Wanu Heyo Kine Or Mimon Dachad Show. Shout for joy, fair Zion, for lo, I come. And I will dwell in your midst, declares Hashem. In that day, many nations will attach themselves to Hashem and become his people, and he will dwell in their midst, in your midst. Then you will know that I have been sent to you by the Lord of hosts. The Lord will take Judah to himself as his portion in the Holy Land, and he will choose Jerusalem once again. Be silent, all flesh, before Hashem, for he is roused from his holy habitation. This is a prophetic statement of Hashem choosing Jerusalem and choosing Judah, the tribe that has followed him. The 10 lost tribes are lost. Benjamin is absorbed as part of the children of Rachel. So there is only the one tribe, which is the tribe of Judah. And this is a prophecy that Hashem will choose Judah to live in his land, where is Jerusalem, where the temple is. So be happy and know that that is what is coming. So it should happen tonight. We need to do things to bring it. We need to pray for the Mashiach to come. We need to do actions to prepare the world for the Mashiach to arrive. Hanukkah Sameach, Shabbat Shalom. We will have a class at 11 a.m. West Coast time, where we will read the seventh Aliyah. And we will read Shir HaShirim. and we will light the candles. I'm not sure about that. I have to check times on that. So Shabbat Shalom and Hanukkah Sameach to all. Does anyone have any questions?
I have one.
Go ahead.
Do we light our candles or Shabbat candles?
Yes.
Yes.
You light the Hanukkah candles a half hour before you light the Shabbat candles so that you can sing the songs and make connection to the to it all.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Shabbat Shalom, Hanukkah Sameach.
Shalom, Hanukkah Sameach.
Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom Hatzimach, and Shalom Gadol.